an old sinner like me.
I need to.
Yeah.
I've been partying too much.
Okay, well, where are you going to the prayer meeting? The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
What?
If I regard iniquity,
well,
if I'm planning on sinning, if I got an agenda that would include something I know is wrong, then the Bible says God, you know, He just closes His ears up. So now the thing is, ye must be born again. Jesus said, if
I've been born again, I just.
What did you do to get born again?
Baptized in the Spirit, baptized in Jesus' name, baptized in the water in the Spirit.
Yeah.
But the gift of God
is
how I've been living lately.
Well, getting baptized only got you wet.
Well, I've been filled with the Spirit too, filled with the Holy Ghost.
And you mean, how do you know you got filled with the Holy Ghost?
Evidence of speaking in tongues.
So you spoke in an unknown language? And how do you know that when you did that, you didn't curse God in the unknown language that you were using?
It was of God.
Huh?
It was of God. I was supposed to.
How do you know?
I was asked to
if
be.
If I was an illusionist.
I asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but how do you know it wasn't a devil that came in and did it, and then when you spoke in an unknown tongue, it wasn't blasphemy to God?
Because I could feel the presence of God.
You're going to rely on a feeling?
I'm going to rely on Scripture.
The Scripture doesn't give you any justification for that. That was a transition. In the book of Acts, that's a transition. It's like the bridge.
2 Corinthians 2. 3.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 2 and 3.
Was it done scripturally? Were women speaking in tongues in the church? The Bible says that.
I don't know if women were or not. I was just paying attention to what was going on with me. I wasn't paying attention to other people.
Well, see, the tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. It's not for believers, and it's unless there's a Jew present. So it's not for our age. There's a transition between.
How did Cornelius speak in tongues after the day of Pentecost?
Because there were Jews present. I didn't say they had to be there for the day of Pentecost. It was there were apostles there, and there were signs that the apostles would know that the gospel had gone to the Gentiles. But just like Paul had, Paul.
What religion are you on?
I'm a Bible believer, and I go to a Baptist church.
Yeah.
You see the.
I was raised Pentecostal.
Yeah, you know, that's why you're living the way you're living. See, you don't get home.
I'm living the way I'm living because it's the way I choose to live.
Right, I know, but I mean, you choose that way because you got filled with devils instead of gotten filled with demons with Jesus.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, you did. Really, you did. You got it. You got a.
That's a lie.
Well, you know, the reason that you don't have any real hunger for God. And all
I
you,
do have an extreme hunger for God.
You
Mary,
do?
My wife, for that which you see the terms of the Holy Ghost, and
take
she shall bring forth the Son, and
thou
shalt call His name Jesus, for
see,
He shall save His people from their sins.
When I got saved, a lot of people wanted me to speak in tongues too. And
well,
I,
it's not and other I, people wanting to. It's
yeah.
Asking God to fill you with His Spirit.
Well, I did
and
that.
He gives
yeah.
you the utterance.
But being filled with the Spirit is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
No. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, it kind of is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost is when the Holy Ghost puts you into Jesus and Jesus into you. You're immersed into Jesus. It's a spiritual. It's a spiritual action. Well, yeah. Right. He's God the Father, too. But, I guess that's just a piece of something she didn't care about. But see, when I got immersed into God, and I started wanting to do the will of God then, not just wanting to have a good feeling, I wanted to do the will of God. And that's carried me on for 34 years now. And I hadn't smoked a cigarette since I got saved. I hadn't looked at pornography since I've been saved. Well, we see you love your backsliding because you're still half beast and half dead.
I'm miserable in it. I hate it.
Well, but you see, the reason
I have
you don't have any power to quit it because you're not born again.
No, I don't have power to quit because I don't choose to.
And the reason you don't choose to is because you're not born again.
I have been born again.
Oh, you got a devil spirit.
We got different beliefs. You're not going to convince me any other.
Well, you know, I agree. I've read it lots of times, but it doesn't say the same thing to me as it says to you. And the reason it doesn't is because you've got an agenda. You prefer your agenda. You prefer your wickedness.
That's not what I prefer. Yeah.
Well, then quit it. Quit it. If you don't prefer it, quit it. If you don't prefer it, quit it. See, if you don't prefer it, you'll get. And if you had the power to quit it, you could.
Jesus died for you,
for him.
He wants to save you from eternity in hell. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Your deeds are evil tonight, so you love darkness rather than
same
the light
thing.
Of the Lord
That's
Jesus
the same
Christ.
Thing that applies to you.
And you will pay someday.
You love darkness
you
rather than light.
Jesus wants your
Thanks
heart.
Thanks for stopping. Good
he
news for
you. Because he loves you so much, don't reject him.